What about something that'll bite you and fly around and bite you and make you itch?
Mosquito? Mosquito?
And something that is an insect about this size. It's got two pairs of shiny wings on it. And it'll be around damp places, maybe around a lake.
I wouldn't know.
You
want me? Bonnet, you know, buy these. They dip fish with that.
Mm-hmm. He didn't want to, he was trying to talk you down?
He wanted a cheaper price. He said he bought them somewhere else for $6. I said, I'm sorry, mine are $8. So I got $8 from him.
You're going to knit the longer one?
For $10. Told him no less. I don't make very many, but I don't really have time.
What did you call it?
A dago.
What does that mean exactly?
Tightwad. Stingy.
I'd heard the word dago used to mean just Italian. That's not how you mean it, is it?
No.
Huh. I never heard that.
He's Spanish.
Oh, yeah?
My husband's Spanish.
I figured it was the Spanish or Italian name or something. You charge your own husband?
This is a guy that came. Just a man that I met.
How many of those things do you knit usually? How long does it? Looks like it would take a really long time.
Oh, if I just work at it, I could make one a day. But I just do it in pastime, really. That's I do this for enjoyment, you know, as a hobby.
What about those big nets I saw outside? Does somebody make those by hand?
That's all machine knit from Memphis, Tennessee.
I guess those things are really expensive.
Quite expensive.
How do people get out with them? They have the big boats. Doesn't look like you could carry it just in the...
You just put them on a boat. Most any size boat.
How do they
small boat.
How do they fix them down in the water?
You just put it down under the water.
Do they have it going down this way or with the current or what?
Lengthways with the current.
And just fasten it to?
I don't know. Just tie it to a tree or a stake.
Talking about kinds of insects, an insect about this size, it's got two pairs of shiny wings.
A mosquito hawk?
Okay. Any other name for that? Did you ever hear dragonfly or snake doctor?
Never.
And what different kinds of insects will sting you?
A wasp.
I'm talking about several of those. You're talking about several.
Wasp.
What else besides a wasp will sting you?
I guess a bumblebee.
Mm-hmm. What about something that builds a nest like this?
A red wasp?
What's a red wasp?
Just a red insect that stings is all I know.
There are different kinds of wasps?
That's all I know. It's a red wasp.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a hornet?